The latest from podnews.net. John Wilkerson suspects he knows what's behind Apple Podcasts' recent attempts to clean up metadata, the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. He points out that Apple received a class action last year because its website was, quote, inaccessible to visually impaired users. Others point out that episode number tagging would enable, for example, Siri listen to episode 125 of The Daily, which is currently hard to achieve. Well, we link to our FAQ from our show notes and from our newsletter. We'd still recommend doing the tags, even if Apple isn't threatening you these days. Everything is continuing as it was, says Matt Lieber of Gimlet, still trying to calm nerves that the Spotify acquisition of the company will stop us all listening to Reply All. He was speaking at the Hot Pod Summit at the On Air Festival in New York. We heard lots more about the Hot Pod Summit over dinner last night, but a cone of silence prevents us from telling you more. Meanwhile, the Spotify anchor Gimlet deal is validation for the industry, says Renee Wang, who's CEO of Castbox. Mashable's Marcus Gilmer is, quote, giving up podcasts. He says, I could listen to podcasts on double speed for every waking minute of my week and still not come close to chipping away at the stack of all of the episodes piling up in my queue. Poor man. The Rodecaster Pro's multi-track recording firmware came last Friday, but some are disappointed that the system only allows you to record this via USB, not on the SD card. Podprat says it is a, quote, dead sparrow, which is quite a literal translation from the Dutch. And Podcast Brunch Club's playlist this month is Language. In featured podcasts today, we look at Obsession, which delves deep into the history, culture, science, and often deadly consequences of unrequited love. It's from Focus Features, the LA Times, and Art19. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.